Hi everyone, welcome to our Symphony Daily Devotionals. Today we're going to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 13 to 17. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 13 to 17. But we ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you as the first fruits to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this He called you through our gospel so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the traditions that you were taught by us, either by our spoken word or by our letter. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish them in every good work and word. Amen. Wow, such an encouraging passage that we read just now. 2 Thessalonians 2:13 to 17. Wow, like Paul usually starts his letters with a section on Thanksgiving, but rarely does he ever go into another section in midway through in his letter giving thanks to the church. But what we see in 2 Thessalonians is that he gives thanks to the church in Thessalonica in the beginning, and then midway through in our passage today, he gives thanks to the Thessalonians once again. And he specifically says that God chose them as the first fruits to be saved. Now, what he's referring to here, the first fruits to be saved, is that the Thessalonian believers that he was specifically writing to, they were one of the first few believers, first few Gentile Christians to be saved, to believe in Jesus, to believe in the truth, to be sanctified by the Spirit. And sanctified basically means to be cleansed and to be purified by the Holy Spirit. And that happens not just a single moment in time, but it's a lifelong process as we continue to grow in the likeness of Christ. And so he's saying that the Thessalonian believers were one of the first few believers there. And not only will they remain just the only believers, but they will be the first fruits. And from them, there will be more fruit. And so he's saying that they themselves are the first fruits, the first believers there to be saved, to believe in the truth, to believe in the gospel. And he gives this thanksgiving really as a basis for his command in verse 15. Verse 15 says, "So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold to the traditions that you were taught by us, either by our spoken word or by our letter." In our previous passage, chapter 2, verses 1 to 12, we talked a little bit about the man of lawlessness, and we talked about the day of the Lord and how the day of the Lord that Thessalonians believed had already come, but Paul is saying that it has not yet come. First, the rebellion has to come, and then the man of lawlessness will be revealed. But he's telling them that the day of the Lord has not yet come because the man of lawlessness has not yet been revealed. And one of the biggest encouragements that he was trying to give to the Thessalonians is that we have the Holy Spirit. We have received the truth of God. And so stand firm in the truth. Don't believe in the schemes and the lies of the enemy. Don't believe in these things that other people or other things are telling you. You know, this is the way that you should live. This is the way to a good life. You know, this is the way to salvation. This is the true God, other than the Christian God. And, you know, Paul is saying, don't believe in those schemes and lies of the enemy, even if they say that they are writing from us, the apostles, Paul. He's saying, stand firm in the truth of God. And in our passage today, he takes a short little break and he gives thanks to, he tells the Thessalonians that he gives thanks to God for them because they have been saved. They have believed in the truth. Therefore, stand firm in the truth. You know, Paul is really trying to make a clear point here that they have been saved by their faith in the truth. And therefore, stand firm in it. Hold to the traditions that they have been taught. This is the same encouragement I want to give to us. If you're listening to this, if you have not yet believed in Jesus, I want to encourage you to believe in the truth. Believe in who God says about you. Believe in the truth of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. And if you have already believed in that, then I want to encourage you to stand firm in it. Hold fast to the confession of your hope in Christ. There are going to be so many schemes and lies of the enemy that Satan's going to want to throw at you. And if you're not standing firm in Christ, in the truth of who God is, we're going to easily waver. Our faith is going to stumble. And, Paul is trying to encourage us and remind us to be stable, to be steadfast in faith, to stand firm and hold fast to the confession of our hope. And let's really receive the word, even in the midst of affliction, even in the midst of hardship and suffering, whatever tough season you can think of or might come your way, let's stand firm in the truth. And one of the best ways to do that is everything, or there's not only one way, but some of the best ways for us to do this is to just continue to create a discipline of reading the word. If we don't know what the truth of God says about all of life and about us, then how can we stand firm in the truth? We need to create a discipline of allowing God's truth to direct us, to sustain us, to lead us in the right direction. And so create a discipline of reading the Bible every day. And also, I think it's really important to be surrounded by a community of believers, brothers and sisters in Christ who can help direct you in the right way. This isn't, when I say community, I'm not just talking about people you like or friends you have in the church. I'm talking about people who can really direct you, keep you accountable in the direction of your life. Is your life aligned with the truth of God? And I really believe that when we have a healthy, regular, disciplined reading of the Bible, as well as being surrounded by a community of Christ, we can stand firm. We can remain steadfast. And so let's pray for that. Let's pray that we can create that discipline, that rhythm of reading the Word, allowing the truth of God to be ingrained in our hearts and minds. And let's also pray for Christ-centered community where we can direct each other in love to the truth of God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word today. And Lord, I would just want to pray over my brothers and sisters as well as myself, Lord, that you would help us to have healthy rhythms of reading your word each day, that the truth of your word will continue to be ingrained in our hearts and our minds as we read and meditate on it. And I also pray that you would surround us with Christ-centered brothers and sisters, people who can direct us to the truth, especially in our hardest moments of life. God, we need people through the power of your Holy Spirit to direct us and guide us on the path of righteousness. So Lord, establish us in every good work and word. I just want to close with verses 16 to 17, Paul's prayer to the Thessalonians. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish them in every good work and word. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us in our 2 Thessalonians devotionals. We're going to actually continue on through 2 Thessalonians next week. But tomorrow we're going to take a short break and read Psalm chapter 8. So I hope you'll join us for that as we meditate on Psalm chapter 8. Have a great day.